Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to start Siman Tav Yud, and maybe finish it also, because we'll do two shiurim. They're both going to be very short, and that way we'll make up for the fact that we are not doing a shiur on Tisha B'Av, obviously. So Siman Tav Yud is page Reish Ayin Zayin Amun Aleph, and we're talking about setting up a Makom Shvisa other than your own home. So we have a lot of ways of doing that. One way is by being in a different location when Shabbos starts, so then that sets up your Makom Shvisa. Another way is by setting up an Erev Tchumen in a different location when Shabbos, you know, in advance of Shabbos, and that also would set up a Makom Shvisa. And then we were talking about identifying a location, a particular location. That's what the last Siman was about, that from a distance, you identify, as your Baba Derech, you identify a particular location, and that becomes your Makom Shvisa. So now we have another way of setting up where your Makom Shvisa is, that you get Alpayim Amma around. Mishan Eskavin L'Kvah Shvisa Sub Makom Yadua Etzlo. A person has a set place that he knows of, that he wants to establish as his makom shvisa, vehechzik b'derech b'halach k'dei sheyagilo so makom yikna b'shvisa, and he starts heading toward that location, and he intends on being there. He intends on physically being located there when Shabbos starts. Saafel pishlo giv lo amicham elechziru chaver lolo netzlo, even though he never makes it there, and his friend says, "No, come back here." Oshechazem yatzma lolo netzlo shen sakev, or if something else holds him up, or he decides on his own to go back home. Yeshal la'alch l'machar makom shen skavin lo meso makom apay mam lekol ruach. So he gets to be Kovei Shvisa in that Makom, even though he never made it, never put an Erev there. It was just that he intended to go there, and he knew exactly what that location was. Since he had made the decision to be Kovei Shvisa there, and he had started on that journey, we view it the same, as if he had stood there, as if he had established his Erev there. But we only make this dispensation for a poor person who can't afford Shtei Sudos to put there. We're not going to bother him to put an Erev there, or someone who's at a distance, so he was traveling on a road, but if he's neither a poor person nor someone who's at a distance, then we're not going to have this kula. Says the Mishmur, means he can identify a particular location. The Mechaber is just saying like the Rambam says, but das harbe poskim, many other poskim disagree, and they say that it's only if when he left his house, it wasn't about setting up an eruv in that spot. It wasn't about it was about going 4,000 amos from where he is now. That he had a destination that's 4,000 amos away, and 2,000 amos away, he had a known location where he often sets up a makom shvisa. That's the case. That even though his friend says, "Come sleep in my house," so he didn't go. Since we know he wanted to go there, even though he never verbalized that a shvisa should be in that makom, it's as if he said it. And he's kona shvisa in the place where he always is kona shvisa. Because we assume that he for sure wants to be Kona Shvisa there, so that he'll be able to go to that place of his destination. But if he went out with the intention of placing an Eruv, then it's not considered to be Kibaba Derech. That's like he stayed home the whole time, and there is no alternate Makom Shvisa. It's just his bias. It's his own home that remains the Makom Shvisa. So it has to be that the intention was to physically be there, according to many poskim, but the way the Mechaber sounds like, even if the intention was to just place an Erev there. Even though he didn't get to that location, but it had to be that it was a possibility to get there, because that's one of the conditions for the place to be a proper Makom Shvisa, that he could have gotten there before Shabbos. Initially, he wasn't planning on turning around. He intended on being there. But then he changed his mind and he said, you know what, I'll go back there tomorrow. But if he entirely changed his mind, where he said, I just don't want to have anything to do with that location, then for sure he's not being Kona Shvisa in that location. Meiro, then he's just like any other member of his city. Meaning he's allowed to change his mind and say, no, my Makom is my house, right? For sure he's allowed to do that. What we're saying over here is he changed his mind about going there. He didn't change his mind about making that his Makom Shvisa. Once he starts heading toward that location, we then treat him with all the kulas that we learned about in the last siman of a Baba Derech, that someone who's returning from a trip, that he could just identify a Makom Shvisa. This is only if the guy's in Ani who can't afford the two sudos, and the Chum didn't want to be matriachim to go and make an Eruv by physically being present. And therefore he can from home say that my Shvisa is in this location. And if the person was actually Hachzik Baderech, then even an Ashir can say that my Shvisa is in a particular location. When we said that if he was distant, he's being Baba Derech, we already explained that when someone is Hachzik Baderech, it's as if he was, meaning Hachzik Baderech means he starts on this journey, so we view it as if he's coming from a long trip, that he's returning home from a long trip, which we learned about in the last simon. But there are many poskim that say that even for an ani, meaning what we're saying right now, what we said before just now is that for an ani, he doesn't even have to leave the house. From his house, he could say, my shvisa is over there. But there are many poskim that say even an ani would have to have been huchzak b'derech. He would have to have started to leave the house in order to be kona shvisa in that alternate location. So what we learned so far tonight is that if a person does not actually make it to the place where he planned on being when Shabbos started, but he knows exactly where that location is, so he can be kona shvisa in that location. Now, even though he turned around and he didn't end up going, there is a machlokas whether an ani even needs to be hechzik baderech, whether an ani even needs to begin going to that location. And there's also a machlokas whether this kula applies when his intention was to place an eruv in that location, rather than to be physically present in that location.